Welcome back to What Jam Is Like. That was Paris, Texas with Das Wolf. Das Wolf. I'm given the opportunity to say the word wolf, and I'm going to pronounce it in a wolf sort of manner.
Good job.
If I can take that kind of license, their album is called So. You think it's hot here?
They are so phenomenal live.
Yeah.
The singer is total rock.
He's total rock. He's like throwing his arm up in the air and like kick it and stuff. He's great. It's great. Yeah. Get a chance, go see them. Check them out.
Good stuff.
Come through.
All right.
I just want to start before we get going, because I'm a little worried. We didn't hear Miriam. I just want to make sure you made it through the millennium, okay? So at the next musical break, Miriam, wait till the musical break, please.
Milkshakes.
Give us a call. Bring us some milkshakes during the next musical break.
Milkshakes.
But no, just call us because we're afraid. We were a little worried. Want to make sure you know Miriam in the 2K. We want Miriam 2000. So just give us a call. Let us know you're alive. You're kicking. You didn't crash.
The malarium.
The malarium. That's good. The
Mirarium.
Okay. All right, let's go.
Thank you to the world for the flood of phone calls. I mean, you should be, in theory, thanking us because we're providing the service. But, man, I really enjoy that moment where, you know, all three phone lines are lit and we're running around crazy and I'm upside down for no particular reason.
Right.
And Mike's got himself nailed to the wall, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
But we get the phone calls dealt with, and it's a great time.
Yeah, I had fun.
I went over to Mike O'Malley's and did a few shots while you guys were taking calls.
That's good.
So, woo! I'm going to play a song on my belly now.
All right, boozer.
All right. That's about it.
Little segment where you told us your problems. Now we're going to deal with them on the air. Deal with them right. Get things sorted out. Little segment called...
Free advice is better than no advice, so shut your damn ungrateful mouth.
If you had a problem, we'll solve it.
You might want to check out... When you're there, you know, while you're there, might as well just check out the hook while... the DJ revolves it.
Being the DJ tonight.
Hey, guys, my drink is warm. Somebody help me out with that.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody have any ice?
I'll get the DJ working.
Ice, baby.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, the intro to this segment gets longer and longer and longer. Like, by the time we're out of here, this segment, the intro to the segment's going to be an hour and 45 minutes.
I thought about that while listening. At the moment, I feel ashamed for contributing to it.
Shush up. All right, so what's our first order of business for the evening?
First order of business is a phone call from Carol. Carol called us up to let us know that for Christmas, gift-giving season, she received 1.9 liters of bubble bath. It's a whole lot of bubble bath.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you going to do with 1.9 liters? That's the question on her mind.
Did she say where it was from?
She didn't say who gave her the gift, no.
No, but where? Did she say like where the bubble bath, like is it like is it Bath and Body Works?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Because that's what Mike and I like to use on our tandem bubble baths.
Sun-ripened raspberry.
Right? It makes his skin so soft and supple.
So that's one suggestion, if it is that kind. What Carol needs to know, basically, is some alternative uses for her bubble bath.
I would say feed it to your cats. Especially if it's of the Bath and Body Works variety. It's, you know, fruit-based.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever seen your cats just totally, you know, hammered on bubble bath. But I've done it to Mark's cats while he's been away a couple of times. And it's funny. It's comedy.
Audio footnote. Just completely unrelated to the segment. I was just presented with my very first opportunity to write the date on something. I'm filling out the playlist for the songs that we play on the show just while Eric was talking. And I wrote 1-2-9-0-0.
You, man, I have yet to written it. I have negative $137 in my checking account. I don't think it'll happen for a while.
Well,
we'll talk about that later.
And audio footnotes.
My advice is to bathe your soul in that stuff, because pretty ungrateful. You know, someone went out and found that for you, and America uses about 88% of the world's resources, and you call up and your problem is that you got a Christmas present. I don't care what it was. The injustices of the world are nothing compared to your bubble bath. So.
Okay, Carol, I don't feel quite so strongly.
I'm sorry.
I really am personally firmly entrenched within the bourgeoisie consumer culture that is America right now. And I know there are some things you can do with it. It is tricky. Like, I mean, the, you know, automatic humanitarian impulse gives, you know, me the answer of one word, Onarga.
That would go a long way in Onarga. A cap full of person.
I mean, you know, like, you got to introduce them to soap first. Oh. You know, like the use of water in, you know, in places other than
audio
beer.
Footnote. It's homage, folks. End of your footnote.
So, I mean, you know, you don't have enough to gradually, you know, lead them along. You probably don't have enough time that it's going to take them, the concept of bathing. Because, you know, you're probably like 20, and that's, you know, that's going to be a 60-year process. So,
generations.
Right.
I'd like to apologize to Carol. I was reflecting while you were talking.
No,
I feel
don't
really
apologize.
Well, you know, I...
She's horrible.
No,
she's
you know, you're listening to the show, and I probably would have freaked out, too. But at the same time, why don't you just use it? Huh? Just turn off the shower for a couple months, a couple years, the rest of your life, whatever.
Take some bubble baths.
And take some bubble baths. Enjoy it.
So back to you, sir.
Okay, back to me. Boy, if only it was Mr. Bubble. If it was Mr. Bubble, you could send away for the Mr. Bubble t-shirts, which are fantastic. It's got Mr. Bubble on them and these happy little kids. And you can show your allegiance with both Mr. Bubble and happy little kids. And show that you're down with both of those edgy concepts.
You want to be careful about showing that you're down with little candy. Because I did that once, and I did 8 months.
You're not allowed to talk about it.
I know. Okay. I had to do a lot of community service.
If one thing that I've always found interesting is that old people shrink. That old people just get smaller and smaller as they grow older. You know, sometimes some of them, you know, just can't stand up straight anymore. Some of them just freaking shrink. And, you know, you may want to hang on to it long term, because if you ever shrink to, say, you know, about 1.8 liters in volume, hop right in there and you get your own bathtub right there. Really luxurious bath.
Yeah. Send a thank you card, too. Send a thank you card to the person who gave you that present.
Send a thank you card to the starving countries of the world.
And
thank
while
you
you're
for
at
suffering
it.
So that I can have my bubble bath.
Is Mr. Bubble made in sweatshops?
Would
that be phenomenal if the Mr. Bubble t-shirts were made in sweatshops?
Would it be phenomenal?
I mean, I think sweatshops are terrible and wrong, and everybody, you know, who uses sweatshop labor is awful, except Mr. Bubble.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Mr. Bubble himself ran the sweatshop? Like, hey! Keep sewing! That's him smoking his cigar. Hey!
Well, he doesn't smoke a cigar. He smokes a pipe with bubbles in it. But they the bubbles.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, we think it's bubbles.
If all else fails, there's a solution that I recommend to anyone who's got a lot of any particular liquid that they don't know what they want to do with, and bubble bath, you know, works as well as anything else. You know, I mean, if somebody, you know, passed, like, their gallbladder or something, you can do this with that, too. Got their gallbladder removed, rather. Take it to Cam's, 12:45, you know. Tuesday night, Time Warp Tuesdays winding down, or is that some other one of those other terrible bars? I don't know. Pour it into shot glasses and feed it to people. They don't know. You're actually doing them a favor, and you can profit.
That shoot will fart them up.
Nice.
Audio footnote, both of them just went through the ceiling because they were really scared. And sorry.
You know, you can also, if it's Mr. Bubble, you know, if it's in a powdered variety, you could use that stuff to cut your product. Product. Product.
That's good. All right, so Carol, I hope that helped you out there.
Yes, I do too.
And we'll see you in hell.
What you got, Eric?
Well, to continue the tandem theme of the evening, Matt called, and we've had calls from Carol and Matt, asking advice about each other. These are two people who are very deeply... These are two young high school kids who are deeply, deeply in love.
No.
But they're, you know, they're high school kids, so...
I'm down with love.
That comes out as, let's she's crazy and stupid and I don't like her. And then she calls and goes, yeah, well, he's stupid and crazy and I don't like him. And then, you know, so...
But the two of them really make me believe in love again.
Well, it does. It makes me believe in love. Yeah. So you two crazy kids. Matt called up. Now... he said he's thinking of changing his name to Eric.
Really?
And he wanted to get, I presume, all of ours. He said your opinion. I'm going to say not just mine. He wants our opinion on that. My opinion is that I'm getting a restraining order.
Okay, that's good opinion.
That's first and foremost. Then he informed me that it's going to be Eric with a K. What I'm going to say is, ain't no suckers be playing with a K. Okay, that's, no. It's a C or it's nothing, man. To see, because Eric with a C. It's actually, if you're going to go by linguistics, it's actually Eris. Because IC, that's a silent C sound. There has to be another hard consonant after the C to make it a K. It has to be a K. Like Icky, I-C-K-Y. Ice, I-C-E.
Yeah.
It's a silent, you know. So it's an anomaly of language. And an anomaly of language. And that's why you want to go with the C. If you want to go with the K, you know, you're going to look like some Viking wimp ass with horns and a big red beard.
Right.
And my other advice is, I think you just have to kiss her. I think it's about time that you just kissed her. Because I know personally, I'm just actually getting annoyed. This is beyond, you know, Dawson and what's her name? Dawson and what was Katie Holmes' character's name? I don't know.
Methuselah.
Dawson and Methuselah.
Thank you.
No. But I mean, this is beyond that. This is to the you know, you need to just be kissing. All right. That's okay. My advice.
I am actually going to stay out of this one. Because last time I said the word Eric in public, I got my ass beat.
Yeah, that's
I'm not an Eric, so I don't feel like I'm politically allowed to talk about Erics in public and say the word Eric. Suckers be tripping. I don't know.
That's careful. I mean, you know, Eric is an Eric, and you can't just toss it around lightly if people find out that you'd be fronting on the Eric. Too.
Right. I'm down with Eric. I'm down with Erics. I'm down with them.
Thanks. Okay,
but I don't. I'm sorry to all who I have offended by saying the word Eric. I know I'm not an Eric, but, you know, so I'm not going to give any advice, but mm-hmm. I'm down with Erics. So that's all there is to
but
it.
But Eric with a K?
Hey, I'm down with Erics. I don't know. I don't know. You know, like, I'm not an Eric. But I'm also down with Matts, and I feel okay about saying Matts. It's, you know, okay to say, so.
That was Matt. Wants it known that he and Carol are not dating. They are not in love. And to stop right there. And, Matt. Okay, sure. Matt.
Well, I know this because I got with Carol.
All right.
And enough. I got with Matt. And they were both,
They didn't talk about each other?
No, but they were both very in sync sexually. So I think. I don't know the boundaries.
Stop.
I'm sorry. Okay, fine. All right. I'm out.
Oh, boy.
I'm out. See you later.
Oh. Moments where you wish you had a kettle prod. So, what you've just heard was a rebroadcast of Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. If you have any problems with what was just said, you can call the Orson Welles estate because they'll handle any problems. Yeah. So let's move on.
Okay. So there's no real point to me trying to address the.
Oh yeah, no, please do.
No, I mean. I don't know if we totally lost, you know, credibility with Matt at this point.
No, please, Matt.
Oh, Matt, you know what? I'm totally sorry. As you know, I'm not a member of What Jail Is Like. I'm merely a celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest. You'll be in the center square.
You know, it's like with that time that, well, I'm not even going to go any further. Mark, I want to hear your advice about Eric. Matt, I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I don't have a great deal of advice on the topic. Actually, Mike covered my ideas fairly well. Just, you know, be careful. I mean, the name Eric is a risky proposition. I free-associated, for your benefit, just a moment ago, trying to think of all the Erics that I could think of. And the list I came up with were Eric Ramson, who, you know, does lead a fast-paced, profitable lifestyle that you, too, can, you know, pick up on in only five easy lessons. Send $199.95 to P.O. Box 2443, Atlanta, Georgia, 41822. Or the other ones that I thought of was Eric Kramer, who played football for the Chicago Bears, and he got his neck broken, and that hurts. And the other one that I thought of was some Viking guy, and he may have discovered America, he may have been hooked up with the discovery of America, and he probably, you know, got to run around and have a lot of facial hair, which is kind of, you know, continuity with Eric Ramson. So, you know, it's risky being Eric, and I just want you to be cautious.
Also, Eric LaSalle of TV's ER.
It's a Q. If you're going to go with Eric, go with a Q.
Exactly. I was going to say, it's a Q. I'm down with that. I think that's good. You know? Okay, that's it. Eric LaSalle.
So I think that's okay. Cover everything for Matt and his wish to be Eric.
Call number three came from Errol. Errol wanted us to deal with the following, apparently is something I overlooked in my survey of disasters around the world related to the Y2K thing.
Is it a fang now? Is it officially the fang?
Because there ain't a problem. It's a fang. South Korea. 200 people apparently received court summons by mistake in South Korea. That's kind of whack. 200 people received mistaken court summons. Errol's a little worried. I mean, everybody's using similar computer equipment across the world. What if this happens to him? What if he winds up with 200, you know, erroneous court summons? What's he going to do?
Okay, eBay.
There you go.
You can sell anything on eBay.
Sell your court summons.
Sell your court summons. I've actually sold bowel movements of mine in jars on eBay. I've sold lint that I found, shaped it into the form of, you know, celebrities, Elvis, mm-hmm. Jesus. The Jesus lint balls are selling like hotcakes, let me tell you. So I'm talking to eBay. Just get on there, get yourself a name, and start posting your erroneous court summons. Those are going to be worth some money.
Yeah, there are people out there, actually, who would really like, who would find it disturbingly erotic to be summoned in for jaywalking. You know, there are people out there who get off on that.
Disturbingly erotic.
Yes.
That's. Why? I hope that my biography, my biopic, my, you know, the film about my life is described as, I hope the big tag, like, it's disturbingly erotic, Roger Ebert.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
I think it's pleasantly erotic. But maybe that's because I'm one of the... Okay. It's always on the other side.
Child does what any child, you know, is normally going to do, puts, because the ball splits in half. They put one half of the sphere over their mouth and nose. It causes such suction that, you know, they'll choke to death. I think that's probably your best way to go.
That's a heck of a plan. Well, let's see. Court summons. That's
Did they say that you were summoned to court in 1900? Did he tell you?
I don't know.
That? Because
no,
I heard somewhere that
detail.
They did those. In that case, don't worry about it. I just broke the microphone.
No, you didn't. I've done this twice.
Okay, go ahead, Mark.
I'm going to turn their mics off while they fix it. And I'm left alone on the air. That's kind of nerve-wracking. Okay. One thing that you can do if you are worried about the you know, legal consequences of ignoring a court summons, get yourself a crayon. People go for that sort of thing all the time. Write in your neighbors' names. You've, you know, got a few neighbors. You can give your neighbors each 50 summons. Good, they're back on the air. Court officers really go for the crayon thing.
Yeah.
Like, even if you, especially if you give them a crayon to eat while they read the court summons.
Yeah, another thing you can do is actually go into the court, be there, and... just screw everything up. You can tell the judge he's out of order. You know, you can do all kinds of stuff like that because you're not actually supposed to be there. So you won't break any law if they ordered you there, but you're not actually under oath or anything like that. Well, you would be if you, I guess. But what for? Right. So once you're there,
no, you're out of order, pal.
Yeah.
I want my court cleared.
Bring some friends, have a party.
Bring a chimpanzee. I mean, they are really useful in that situation.
Yeah.
Good orangutan.
Sure.
Orangutan around, yo.
I was going to say, take your 200 erroneous summons and pass them out to crack-addled street bums and tell them to go. Yeah. Like, give Spar anything a couple of those.
I'll go.
I'd like to see him. Spar anything? Excuse me, sir, we're having a... We're doing some tests. Spar anything? Hey, bailiff, have him removed. Is that a flyer tacked to his back? No, so...
Or you could give him to the inmates of what jail is like, and they'll do a live broadcast from the courthouse.
It would be a really, well, really lame, but a really interesting piece of performance art if you actually made an entire outfit out of the court summons and walked around in your outfit and claimed to be, you know, having some message about
oppressed by the man.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think that's good. I think that's some good ideas to do, what to do with your 200 court summons.
Plenty of ideas for every...
All right, call number four, last and final phone call of the evening, was from a man named Chris. Chris originally called up to just let me know that there, in his words, had been an X-Men thing come on TV a few years ago.
Oh, you mean the animated series?
No, I was thinking more. I think he was talking more along the line of the Generation X pilot that Fox ran. They were hoping that it would catch on with the kids, and they could turn it into, like, you know... they were hoping, as far as I know, they were hoping to make it the second hour of the two-hour Friday nights when X-Files used to be on Friday nights. They wanted to kind of be a companion piece for the X-Files. Anyway, But after I poked around, talked to him a bit, poked around in his psyche, he admitted that he's horribly emotionally unstable. And he'd like to know what to do about that. So anybody, any ideas what to do about being horribly emotionally unstable?
Yeah, give me a call, man. We'll talk. We'll talk in private. I'm out. No, I'm not out. You guys go ahead in and out.
Okay. You're horribly emotionally unstable. Go to a company picnic for some And they've always got those moonwalking tents, so you can bump or bounce around in one of the moonwalking tents, and then the entire world's unstable. Wah! And so you are achieving a certain degree of stability.
Find a piece of paper, or preferably a large piece of cardboard, and continue to fold it and prop it under your emotional state until it stops wiggling like that. Yeah. You know, just prop it up. Go into Midas, have them realign your emotional stability. You know
what? If I would have known about this call 3 calls ago, we could have solved 2 problems in like a minute. Give Carol a call, take her bubble bath.
Oh wow!
Take some baths.
See, it's great when we. Mike, good thinking.
Thanks.
Mike just had a breakthrough. That's great. When we can bring to... Matt, you're out of the picture because I think we need to get Chris and Carol together.
There we go.
This is a perfect match. A man with unstable emotional status and a woman with 1.9 liters of bubble bath.
Yeah.
This is a match made in heaven, folks.
Carol, give us a call. We'll give you his phone number.
Yeah, Carol, Chris, please call. We're going to hook you guys up. It's like a love line type feature for, you know, it's a date line. Any quick shout-outs? Before we go to a song,
shout out to Paul. Take it out of your eye, put it in your ear.
Nice. Shout out to a Whitney. He'll probably hit you with a loaf of bread, and then run away, and then pass you a note later in class that says, "Do you like me?" Check yes or no.
Shout out to my peeps. Yummy.
Shout out to Henry. You're gonna choke on that phone. The electric hair curler goes down much easier, so you may want to go for that.
Shout out to Michelle. I really don't know about that. PVC is an interesting material, but I'm not sure that it's hypoallergenic.
Shout out to my backyard. It's been a long time, my friend.
All right. That's all we got for this episode. We sorted out some serious problems.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially Matt.
It kind of sad.
A lot of lessons that can be learned from the lessons we dispensed. So, what jail's like? 359-9338. If you need to get in touch with us for any part.
Especially Miriam, because we want to know you're still alive. So.
Milkshakes. Right, 359-9338. Stay tuned. Completely non-interactive segment coming up next, but a completely fantastic one nonetheless. Public service announcements. Do stay tuned.